And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, good morning, Connie.
Morning, Whit. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just trying to get this espresso machine working again.
No, I mean, what's going on out front?
Huh?
I had to come in the back door because of the crowd.
Crowd?
Take a look.
Huh. Are they waiting for us to open?
It looks like it, but they're mostly adults with cameras and stuff. I thought maybe you were giving some kind of press conference and didn't tell me. I mean, if I'd known, I never would have worn this sweater.
Huh, how strange.
Yeah, I know. It is an awful color. Makes me look like, I don't know, an overgrown Twinkie or something. But it's the only thing I had clean.
No, Connie, I mean how strange about the crowd. I suppose we better find out what they want.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Whitaker. Donald Hutchison from the Odyssey Times.
And I'm Link Wainwright from All News Radio 68. We'd like to ask you a few questions, please.
Questions? About what?
Last night, Novacom aired a pilot show called The Destination Station. Did you happen to see it?
No.
Well, the show is about a machine that goes back to adventures in history, much like your imagination station. In fact, there are many similarities.
Except that their show has a lot of violence.
Do you plan on taking any legal action against Novacom?
Legal action? Well, look, I can't comment on something I haven't seen.
What are your thoughts on Novacom as a company?
Well, it's no secret that I question Novacom's ideas of entertainment. Most of it seems to be mindless and often downright offensive.
Offensive in what way, Mr. Whitaker?
Violence, objectionable language, inappropriate situations. And those are just the children's shows. I shudder to mention what they're producing for adults, and I just wonder how many adults are watching those shows, especially with children.
It's about time you got here. I'm about to get a double hernia from lifting these boxes.
Sorry, can I help you with that?
What? Hi. You're not Eugene.
No, but I can help you with the box if you'd like.
Oh, yes, sure. That'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, this is heavy. What's in here?
Green eyes. I mean, ice. I mean, the flavored syrups for, you know, ice cream.
Well, it looks like you got a little on the bottom of your sweater.
Oh, well, yellow isn't my color anyway. Especially not this banana kind of yellow. My Aunt Edna sent it to me. I think she wore it in college sometime back in the 1800s.
I kind of like it. Looks good on you.
Really?
Where should I put this?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you should put that down. I mean, that'd be a good thing in the kitchen back here.
Lead the way.
Here's fine, thanks.
Sure. I'm Mitch, by the way. What's your name?
Mitch. I mean, Connie. My name is Connie. Connie.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Can I get you anything? You probably didn't come in here just to move boxes, I'm sure.
Well, I'm kind of a Robin Hood of box moving, actually. I travel around seeing people in box moving needs and heroically lend a hand.
Really?
I'm joking, Connie.
Yeah, I knew that.
Actually, I'm here to see John Whitaker. He owns this place, right?
Uh-huh.
Connie, have you seen... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were busy.
Oh, Whit, hi.
Hi.
I was just coming to get you.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. My name's Robert Mitchell, but everyone calls me Mitch.
Oh, well, I'm John Avery Whitaker, but everyone calls me Whit. Nice to meet you. I haven't seen you around before. Are you new in town?
Yes, I moved here last week from Maine.
Oh.
This is quite a place you have here. I've heard a lot about it. But for the moment, though, I'm here on business.
Oh, what kind of business?
I'm a community relations rep for Novacom Enterprises.
You work for Novacom?
Is that a problem?
Well, it's safe to say that Novacom and I haven't been the best of friends lately.
I know. I've read some of your articles in the newspaper and heard you on the radio this morning. Whit, I'd like to try to work things out with you. I think Novacom can benefit from your wisdom and insight. After all, we both have the goal of making Odyssey a better place.
Oh, do we? I wouldn't know that from Novacom's programming.
It's a new network. We're struggling to find out what people want. For instance, in the destination station, they aired toward action adventure.
Violence, you mean?
Well, to get people to watch, but I think there's a lot of potential for it to be educational, just like your imagination station, and we'd really like your input. Here, I brought a video for you to watch. I'd like to hear what you think.
Well, I'm happy to do that, Mitch, although you may not like what I have to say.
Understood. But I would like to ask one favor.
Oh, what?
Before you make your opinions public, go ahead and give me a call. I'd really like to talk to you about any changes you suggest.
All right, I will, Mitch.
Well, thanks again for meeting with me. I'll talk to you after you've had a chance to look at the video.
Okay, Mitch. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Connie? You're steaming up the window.
Oh! Sorry.
Okay, Rodney, now you know what to do.
Yeah, you want me to batter up Connie while you talk to Whit.
Butter her up, not batter. Charm her, sweet talk her. You know, like I do with your ma when I want to get out of mowing the lawn.
Easy peasy, I'll have her eating palms out of my hand.
Eating out of the palm of your... Oh, never mind. Come on, let's go. Well, happy greetings, everyone. What a beautiful day this is, ain't it?
Well, it used to be.
I'm looking for your boss. Is he around?
Yeah, he's up in his office.
Oh, good, good. That'll give you and Rodney a chance to be alone.
What?
See ya.
All right, Rodney. What's going on?
Nothing. Connie, that's really a nice sweater.
Thank you.
Kind of reminds me of those post-it note things, except for the brown splotches.
Thanks. So why does your dad want to talk to Whit?
Oh, no special reason, just a friendly chat. You know, deep down inside, I think Whit likes my dad.
No, Bart.
No? What do you mean, no? You haven't even heard my idea yet.
I've heard enough. You want me to help you lead a protest against Novacom? I'm not interested.
But what about this morning on the radio? You were blasting those sleazy Novacomers left and right and through the window. What fine, upstanding parent wouldn't agree with you? Those Novacommies are ruining our city. And somebody needs to do something. And you're that something. Somebody.
Bart.
So we'll have this big protest, see, with signs and speakers and all that stuff. You can be in charge, and the Electric Palace can sponsor you.
No, Bart.
Okay. Suit yourself. I'll just have to do it on my own. But when this town goes down the drain, don't go barking your dogs about it.
So, maybe you and me could go out sometime.
No.
Why not?
Do you want me to list the reasons alphabetically or by order of significance?
Oh, quit loafing around, Rodney. We got work to do.
What? But I was talking to Connie, like you said. I think I was making some headway.
No, you weren't.
Let's go. It's time for Plan B.
Plan B?
Yeah. Takes more than a Whittaker to get me up early in the morning.
What?
Oh, brother.
Good morning, Connie. How you doing?
Oh, Mitch. Fine. Great. Wonderful. Fine.
Good. Is Whit around?
Not yet. I think this is the morning he jogs. He's coming in later, though. Can I help you with anything?
I was just wondering if you watched that video, but I can talk to him later.
So do you...
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to ask you how you liked it here in Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, I like it. There's lots to do here. Lots. Hiking, swimming... Skydiving?
Do you skydive?
No. What do you like to do? What did you do in Maine?
Well, I went camping a lot. It's beautiful there, especially in the fall. Mm. I did a lot of horseback riding, too, and I played around on my computer. Are you into computers at all?
Computers? Sure, of course. Who isn't?
Really? What kind do you have?
Well, I don't have one yet. I'm still looking around.
Cool. What kind are you looking for?
A pendulum, XL 1200, Turbo Plus.
Connie, you really don't know much about computers, do you?
Oh, but I'm still learning.
And speaking of learning, I was talking to Jack and Joanne Allen last Sunday.
How do you know Jack and Joanne?
I met them at church.
You go to church?
Yeah, and we were talking at lunch
about... You had lunch with them?
Uh-huh, and we were talking about different things, and they suggested I ask you about...
Whit! Whit! Oh, hi, Connie. Is Whit here?
No, why? Something wrong?
Only this. I never thought I'd see the day when Whit would agree to team up with Bart Rathbone.
What?
Read the poster. They're plastered all over town.
Join concerned citizens for a protest against Novacom, starting at 12 noon today. John Whittaker says we need to protect the children of Odyssey. What? Sponsored by the Electric Palace. Oh, Bart.
Whit said he'd talk to me before he'd do anything like this.
It's mighty surprising.
No, it's a mistake. This isn't Whit. I mean, it's his picture, but I don't think he gave Bart permission to use it.
You're saying that Whit has nothing to do with this?
No. I mean, yes, that's what I'm saying. Bart must be pulling a fast one.
Where is Whit?
He's in the park jogging.
Well, I'll go look for him.
I better get down to Novacom. This is gonna wreck everything.
Everything? What do you mean?
I finally persuaded my bosses that Whit was okay. He's a reasonable and intelligent man, but this, what are they supposed to think? What am I supposed to think? He promised me. This is great.
But... he wouldn't do this.
Bart! Whit! Oh, glad you decided to participate in your civilian duties to society. Step up to the microphone.
What is this all about? I told you yesterday that I wouldn't join your protest.
And here you are anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here! It's none other than John Aviary Whittaker himself!
No, Bart.
Oh boy, here comes that dent fella.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker. I'm afraid you'll have to disperse this crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Arthur Dent, General Manager of Novacom. This protest is taking place on Novacom property, which means everyone here is illegally trespassing. We'd like to ask you to leave peacefully.
You can't do that! We have a right to protest!
Bart!
Please collect your things and move away quietly.
I think you're just scared of us. Scared that we're gonna get you kicked out of town like you deserve.
We do have the legal right to have you arrested if you don't leave now.
Oh, now you're threatening us. Well, you can't force us to leave. You tell him, Whit.
Let's go, Bart.
Yeah, but what about our right to cheap speech?
We'll be happy to meet with you. We want to know what you think.
Here's what we think.
Stop! Violence is not the answer.
This'll show them they can't get away with bringing that smut to a town of kind, decent folks. Take this!
Mr. Whittaker, do something.
Everyone, please, stop.
That's it, Ben. Bring in the police.
On their way, Ken.
Please, calm down. Violence never solved anything.
Bart, tell them. Bart?
Are you kidding? I'm out of here! Whit!
Mitch?
Run for cover! Give it up! You're gonna get hurt!
But I have to try.
Everyone, please, calm down.
Watch out! Whit!
Look what I found.
Oh, they're beautiful. I love tulips. Where'd you find them?
Well, just on the front porch here. Someone must have dropped them off. Your name is on the tag.
Really? My name? I wonder who... Oh, aren't they wonderful? And what a pretty yellow.
Well, aren't you going to read the card?
Oh, yeah. You look nice in yellow. It's not signed.
A secret admirer?
It must be Mitch. He was just saying yesterday that he liked my yellow sweater.
Oh, really? Is something going on with you and Mitch that I don't know about?
Don't be silly. I hardly know him.
Do you like Mitch?
Oh, yes. But how can I when he works for Novacom?
What's wrong with working for Novacom?
Well, Witt is completely against them, and I can't be friends with someone who works for something that Witt is against, can I?
Oh, I see. You think you'll be disloyal to Witt if you like Mitch.
Of course. Oh, Joanne, what am I going to do? I can't go out with him.
Witt?
Mitch, you're still here? Oh, you didn't have to wait for me?
Are you kidding? I couldn't just drop you off at the hospital doorstep and drive away. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm okay. The rock just grazed me. No stitches. What happened at Novacom?
Well, the police scared everyone away. Now they're looking for Bart Rathbone. I think Novacom might press charges against him for inciting a riot.
Good.
You know, I was surprised to see you there, especially after you told me you wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, I went to talk to Bart. I should have known better. Did you think I went back on my word?
I wondered.
Look, Mitch, I may have a lot of disagreements with Novacom, and one day I might join a protest against them, but I never go back on my word. That you can count on.
That's what I thought. So would you like a lift at Wit's End?
Well, yeah, please.
Connie, I don't want to meddle, but I think we should talk about Mitch and your decision.
No, Joanne, there's nothing to talk about.
Maybe he's working for them to influence the kinds of programs they make.
I wish I could believe that.
Well, couldn't you be friends first and then...
Witt, you're back! Ooh, what happened? Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. It's just a byproduct of another Bart Rathbone attempt at civil liberty. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Mitch.
Connie.
Hi.
Bart's protest wasn't a success?
It depends on how you define success. If you mean a riot, then yes, it was a huge success.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at those flowers. Are they for you?
Witt, can I talk to you upstairs for a minute?
Yeah, sure. But who are the flowers for?
Upstairs, Witt.
Okay.
Well, hi.
Hi. So the riot was fun? I mean, you know, the riot was,
It was a riot.
Of course.
Connie, remember this morning when I said I had to talk to you about something?
Yes, and, well, I know what it's about.
You do?
Before you say anything, I think we need to talk.
Okay.
I know what you're going to ask me, and I have to tell you right now that I can't do what you're going to ask. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess you're saying no.
I'm sorry.
I have to admit, Connie, I'm disappointed. But I respect your decision.
Thanks.
I'll see you around.
Bye. So, that's that.
Hi, Connie. Rodney and I just want to sit in that corner booth over there.
Why are you using the kitchen door? In fact, why are you here at all? You've got a lot of nerve showing your face after what you did today.
Hey, I didn't do nothing. That rock accidentally slipped out of my hand while I was cleaning it.
Look, Connie, we just want to sit here, out of the way, real quiet-like. Oh, and if some policeman happens to stop by, maybe you could tell him we've been in here all afternoon?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm your pal, too, right? You couldn't turn on me after I sent those flowers to you and everything.
You sent the flowers?
You sent flowers to Connie?
Sure. You said to be nice, didn't you? I thought if I gave her flowers, she'd join the protest.
But I didn't tell you to spend any money on the idea.
Are you kidding? I didn't spend any money. I just picked them off some grave at the cemetery and left them on her porch.
Smart boy.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Connie, Bart. Oh, you're just the person we're all looking for. We need to talk.
Well, that's interesting.
What?
Three police cars just pulled up out there.
Oh, Wick, listen, you gotta listen
Bart,
to me.
Bart, you started a riot today.
I know. But it was for a good cause, wasn't it? Bring down Novacom, sweep our streets clean, solidarity, one for all for us. We're in it together, right, pal? I mean, it's a matter of principle. I only did this to back you up.
And because they rejected your TV show idea.
That had nothing to do with it.
What TV show?
Well, Pops proposed doing a handyman show on Novacom TV. What's wrong with Bart Rathbone?
Now listen, it wasn't what's wrong with Bart Rathbone. It was what's wrong, hosted by Bart Rathbone.
Whatever.
And the Electric Palace, of course.
So, it was never a matter of principle or morality with you, Bart. It was a petty vendetta.
Don't we sell those at the store?
And here come the police.
What?
Mr. Whitaker, we were wondering if... Oh, there you are.
Well, thanks for everything, Whit. We'll be slipping out the back door now. Bye.
See ya!
Hey, come back here.
He'll never learn, will he?
Connie, where's Mitch?
Oh, that's right. I want to talk to you about him.
Oh, it's fine. I've settled the whole thing.
You have?
Yes, I told him I couldn't have anything to do with him.
But, well, why?
Why? Because he works for Novacom. And I can't go out with someone who works for your enemy.
Novacom isn't my enemy, Connie. I have problems with them, sure, but I'm not in a war. And I happen to think that Mitch is a fine young man.
You do?
So, he left without asking you about the Bible study?
Bible study? What Bible study?
Well, that's what Mitch said he was going to talk to you about. Didn't he mention it?
No.
He's been trying to put together a Bible study for young adults. He wanted you to be his co-leader. Jack and I thought you'd be interested.
He was going to ask me about a Bible study?
You have 3 messages.
Hi, Mitch. This is Connie. You might be wondering why I'm calling. See, I made a mistake earlier today. I thought you were talking about something completely different. I'm really sorry. Okay, that's all. Bye. Oh, I forgot. Whit told me about the Bible study, and it sounds great. I'd love to co-lead it with you, if you still want me to. I understand if you don't. But I'm really not as much of a flake as you might think. Really. Well, okay, that's all. Bye. One more thing. I thought what you did for Whit was great, really great. Okay, really, that's all. That's all for now, really. Okay, bye.
Flower delivery for Connie Kendall?
No, great. Where's the rest in peace ribbon?
I'll just sign here, please. Thank you.
Oh, roses. Oh, they're beautiful.
Is there a card? Oh, here. I know you're not a flake. From Mitch. That's the most romantic thing I've ever read.
Sometimes it's easy to judge others based on what we see. Connie had doubts about Mitch's character because of where he worked, and Mitch made some assumptions about Whit before he knew the whole story of why Whit went to the protest. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I'm glad that the misunderstandings were cleared up, and I'm really glad that it's God who judges our hearts and not man. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Green Eyes and Yellow Tulips was written and directed by Kathy Waringa. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Walker Edmonston, Ryan Slattery, Steve Burns, and Janet Waldo. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.